It's high time for What's the Buzz with the New Zealand Drug Foundation. Brought to you by thelevel.org.nz. Straight up drug info.
Yeah, it's time for What's the Buzz. Morena, Phil.
Morena.
Hey, Phil.
Oh, thanks for coming up. It's always a pleasure to have you up to talk all things drugs. We're talking about mutual aid groups for people.
Yes, so this week is a little different. So we've been here quite a few times now. We've talked quite a lot about harm reduction, if somebody is choosing to use drugs, all the different things that they can do to be safer. This is a little different, where we want to kind of touch on what if you don't just want to be safer, but maybe you want to reduce your drug use, or maybe you want to quit altogether, or maybe you just need a break and just kind of want to reset a little bit. So one of these options is mutual aid. I decided to talk to this today because there's lots of things that people probably know about, like rehabs, there's like addiction counseling and things like that. But those can be quite intense. If somebody's never gotten that kind of help before, getting somebody to uproot their life and go live in a rehab for up to a year is a very intense option.
Hard. And not always the most like accessible in terms of people's lives and what else they have going on with mahi and family and whatnot.
Exactly. So mutual aid is a great way for people to be able to just drop into groups, you know, once a week. They can be online or in person, and people can just, get support to achieve their goals.
Are we talking like a similar sort of thing as like an AA group?
Yeah, so the most popular version of mutual aid or support groups is AA and NA, so Narcotics Anonymous and Alcoholics Anonymous. So these are, they vibe with certain people and they don't vibe with others. It is rooted in Christianity, this 12-step model, and it's it requires a person to have a connection to a higher power, and to have a pledge to be abstinent, and that's when you get your your sponsor. So some people really like that. Some people look for something else. There is something else. So there's something called Smart Recovery, which it was created as an alternative to the 12-step model, and it's based on your goals. So a person doesn't need to have a higher power. They don't need to be trying to be abstinent from drugs. It's just purely based on what their goal is. So their goal might be, I want to go from smoking meth every day to once a week, or I don't want to use drugs at work because that gets me in trouble, or I just want a better relationship with the people in my life. And then the drugs is kind of part of that, but it's not all about the drugs. It's about person sets the goal that they want to achieve, and then they can focus on that for that week. And yeah, it's just kind of really up to them.
So this SMART training is much more sort of self-led in terms of how you like establish your goals, but then does it still take place within sort of group settings where you can connect with other people and work together, sort of thing?
Yeah, definitely. So it's there's a lot of groups online, so kind of like a Zoom call type thing, where people come in, they talk about what they're going through, support each other. There's also lots of in-person groups as well, where people come in and do the same thing. And it's quite good because if you're not sure if you actually need this type of thing, you can just rock up, and you don't necessarily need to talk heaps about yourself. You can just suss it out first, see if it's something you want to do. If it's not, no worries. You know, don't have to come back.
Yeah, I guess it seems like something that's a lot more sort of flexible in terms of where people are at, and, you know, people might not be feeling as though they've got like a super serious addiction that's taking over their whole life, but they're still wanting to sort of scale things back a little bit, or ease off of substances in whatever way. So something like SMART could be like much more, less one size fits all, maybe.
Yeah, definitely. And a lot of the problem with our treatment, just options in general, is that a lot of it is the ambulance at the bottom of the cliff type things.
So
it waits for things to get to hit its absolute worst before a person can get help. And a lot of what we try to do at the Drug Foundation is just making sure there's options available for people at all points of their journey.
Mm-hmm.
At any point, a person can benefit from just talking things through and getting some support.
Mm.
And you don't have to wait till everything is completely kind of gone wrong before.
And yeah. There's also support for people in the family or, you know, in close relationships with people who are struggling with their relationship with drugs, isn't
there? Yeah. So there's lots of options. So both AA and NA have like a family and friends group.
Mm-hmm.
So does Smart Recovery.
Yeah.
There's awesome organizations like Brave Hearts and Family Drug Support. And they all run those support groups. So if you're a family member who's affected by drug use in your life and you want to get some help with that, you can talk that through.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something that we kind of talk to like parents a lot at our drug checking clinics who have found drugs in their kids' bedrooms and things like that. And it's really tricky to, even if you want to do the right thing, you know, you want to approach it in a way that's helpful, it can be really tricky to know where to start. So these things can be a great option.
Fascinating. I didn't know that there was quite so many different options available. That's great. And there's sort of links to everything on the level as well if people want more info away.
Yeah, we've got a page which is like ways to get support, and it kind of outlines, here's all the different things you can approach. We've got a support groups page that talks that through, and you can also just Google Smart Recovery and have a read. But yeah, there's heaps of options out there, and sometimes it's just about trying as much as you can, or just trying things that feel like they would vibe and just see what is a good fit.
It's pretty beautiful that there's all these organizations out here who do this on like no to very little money, you know, just kind of providing the support in communities. I think that's quite astounding.
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of these organizations were created by people who experienced that thing that
themselves
that hurt, and they wanted to help support others. And yeah, there's just so many really passionate people who are doing this. And the great thing about things like Smart Recovery is that you don't have to be a professional with a degree to start a group. Anyone can start a group. You just need to go through the training. It costs, but there are scholarships that fund it. And you can get really specific with your group. So it doesn't just have to be drugs. It can be like gambling, pornography, social media, whatever people want to focus on. And it can also be for certain groups of people. My awesome colleague Sean runs Rainbow Smart Recovery groups for LGBTQIA plus
awesome.
People. And yeah, there's just lots out there.
Okay. Well, that's a nice little message of hope for anyone who might be out there struggling or considering their options. Definitely head over to thelevel.org to check out some of the resources available. Thank you so much, Phil.
Thank you.
Thanks,
always a
Phil.
Pleasure. That was What's the Buzz?
That was What's the Buzz with the New Zealand Drug Foundation, brought to you by thelevel.org.nz. Straight up drug info.